This is Richard Cordray's first full day as head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and he's jumping in, saying he plans to take a closer look at payday lenders, mortgage brokers, debt collectors, and credit reporting agencies. But if Cordray does tighten regulations, will they be challenged in court? Let's back up. Cordray's was a recess appointment, meaning he was appointed by President Obama while Congress is on vacation. Republicans like candidate Rick Santorum say recess appointments sidestep the balance of power in Washington. Campaigning in New Hampshire today, Santorum said, "You are not above the law, Mr. President." But other Republicans say they weren't even technically in recess. They were using a technique developed by Senate Democrats during the Bush administration, sending lone lawmakers into the Senate chamber to open and then quickly close what's called a pro forma session to block recess appointments. Ed O'Keefe writes the Federal Eye blog for The Washington Post. Ed, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. So here we have criticism of recess appointments and criticism of appointments when lawmakers claim they're not in recess. Start with the recess appointments. They're common. President Obama hasn't done as many as past presidents. Am I correct?
That's right. As of this week, he has made 32 recess appointments, all of them to full-time positions. That's far fewer than the 139 that were made by Bill Clinton over his 8 years and the 171 that were made by George W. Bush.
Okay. And so they were common, and what need were they meant to fill?
Well, they primarily filled executive branch positions. In some cases, it was ambassadorships. And in very few circumstances, it was actually seats on the federal courts across the country.
Now, do we understand that, you know, originally they were supposed to fill vacancies to keep the government going, but it's sort of assumed that both parties have used recess appointments to get around Congress, the Senate, blocking appointments?
That's right. I mean, one of the most prominent ones is perhaps John Bolton, who was appointed by George W. Bush back in 2005 to serve as U.N. ambassador. Senate Democrats had said, you know, this is somebody we can't support and we won't hold a vote on. So during a brief recess, he issued a recess appointment, and Mr. Bolton served for a limited period of time in that role. And it's happened in previous administrations as well. President Obama did it back in March of 2010 for about 10 or 12 different recess appointees. A few of them actually had to leave their job last month because they weren't able to get Senate confirmation votes by the end of the Senate session, and they were simply out of a job.
Well, but then during the Bush administration, the George W. Bush administration, the current majority leader, Harry Reid, started this practice of this sort of pro forma session to try to block recess appointments and any kind of business and keep the Senate at least appearing to be in business. What happened?
Well, it started in November 2007, essentially over the Thanksgiving holiday, and you're right. What Reid did was basically have a senator, usually from Maryland, Virginia, or Delaware, the nearby states, come in and gavel things to order, and about 20 seconds later, gavel them out of order. And that essentially kept the Senate in session, even though there was no business being conducted.
So what do you think is happening here, Ed? Because the Obama administration must know that the Democrats came up with this idea of the pro forma session to make a Senate in recess, you know, appear to be in session. Recess appointments themselves, the ones before this technique, had been challenged in the past. Democrats, for instance, were angered by a Bush the first recess appointment of a judge in 1994, and the late Ted Kennedy actually tried to challenge that recess appointment in court, but the courts wouldn't take it up. So that's the recess appointments. Do you think the Obama administration presumes that someone is going to also challenge their recess appointment during this pro forma session?
I think that's what they're certainly steeling themselves for, if necessary, and they're going to argue that they can do this because these pro forma sessions are a sham. Now, yes, they were started by Democrats, but remember, they had the majority back in 2007 when there was a Republican president. Now, with a tighter majority, you have to get unanimous consent in order to do a recess. And because Republicans saw what Democrats did during a Republican president, they're trying to keep that going during a Democratic president's administration, and so they're not consenting to recesses. So, yes, the White House is sort of saying, look, if somebody wants to challenge this, go ahead, because while the Constitution permits this, it doesn't really lay out when they can happen, how long does the Senate have to be out, and doesn't really establish legal parameters around it. So, you know, when you have a Supreme Court that's pretty favorable to what's written as originally intended in the Constitution, the White House is gambling that perhaps if it were to ever get to them, they might win this one.
Well, and in so doing, they might win the battle over the Cordray appointment, for instance, but effectively get rid of this technique.
Yes, and remember, for the White House, it isn't about recess appointments. It's about putting Richard Cordray on the job at an agency that the president wanted created and that he points out regularly was approved by Congress in a bipartisan fashion. His goal here is to score points by demonstrating to the American public that he's doing what he can to create jobs and bolster the economy. Republicans and other critics of this are going to get bogged down in the process, and that's just fine with the White House because they don't worry about the process. They worry about getting reelected. They look at the polls that say it's about the economy and jobs, and the president's going to claim he's doing something about the economy and jobs. Yeah.
And the president did declare recently that he was going to do one act executing his executive powers every week, whether they be executive orders or, as we're seeing now, recess appointments. And by the way, Republicans, and you alluded to this, it's not as much that they're against Richard Cordray. They are against there being one head of this bureau. Instead, they want a multi-member board to head it. But meanwhile, who do you think might challenge this appointment? The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the legal challenge might come from, let's say, bank groups as soon as there is some regulation from Cordray that they don't like.
Yeah, and that might be a way of just challenging the validity of the agency and getting around the question of the recess appointment itself. It's unclear. Republican lawmakers certainly haven't said yet that they're going to file a lawsuit or that they're going to try to challenge this in the Senate or bring it to the Supreme Court. And again, I think part of the reason they don't want to do that is you don't want to get caught up in the process. You want to focus on the bigger issue, which in this case is jobs and the economy. And the president feels he can use his executive actions to get ahead on this by doing this and pointing out to the American public that, gosh, this guy would have had a job or I would have appointed someone else if the Senate had simply held a vote, which they didn't.
Well, we're hearing Republicans already respond to this as a, you know, overreach of power out on the campaign trail. We'll see how this unfolds. Ed O'Keefe writes the Federal Eye blog for The Washington Post. Ed, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.